And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. If you haven't been downtown, you might want to go and check it out. It is all dressed up for the holidays. And Christy Speciale, who is with the Downtown Business Association, is here to tell us why Juno is lighting up for the holidays. So welcome, Christy. And maybe you could start off by telling us what the inspiration is behind all of this.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us on today to talk about Light Up Juno for the holidays. It was created as a way for a community to enjoy the holidays and come downtown. So essentially, it's an on-demand holiday experience for you, inviting the community to come down and enjoy. Starting with First Friday, we create a gallery walk expanded, which highlights artists, featured artists as normal on that First Friday, and then allows visitors to come down all month of December and see these featured artists. Some of the artists and shows that are live now and going are MK McNaughton and Dan Redfield, who have collaborated. Dan Redfield took photos, and MK McNaughton is interpreting those through paintings. So 50% of the proceeds of those paintings will go towards Adventures for Ava. Jack is hosting their annual wine raffle clink. $20 raffle tickets gets you an entry to $100, $200, and $300 prizes. And then the Juno Douglas City Museum is working on a cranky. I don't know if you know what that is, but that is a moving panorama. So you can create your own piece of artwork through the website they have going, and experience gallery walk all month long. Other parts of that, the Light Up Juno for the holidays, is this featured light locations. So around town, we have larger than life installations and displays for people to come down and visit, enjoy locations from the Marine Exchange on Egan Drive, down to Taku Smokeries and the tram, and even back up to the City Museum and see lights throughout town. And of
you
course,
know, I just want to stop you there for just a second, because I wanted to mention one of the light displays that you can see right outside of Kindred Post. It's a giant 20-foot Christmas tree. It's really quite lovely. Can you tell us a little bit about how that display came to be?
Yes. So the location down there at Front and Franklin beside Kindred Post has a 20-foot Christmas tree that includes the star, which is 2 feet of that tree. And we were able to collaborate with multiple people in the community. One in particular, Albert Svensson, is the welding artist that was the brainchild behind making the tree work. He helped us out with the math to get over 500 lights streamed from the top of the tree down to the bottom. We've worked with Delta Western Petroleum, who not only is a major sponsor, but they participated in some labor and putting it up. We had some set designers make sure that we've got a moving wall that has lights traveling up and around it. And essentially, these different pieces are the start of many years of iterations of a downtown installation to bring joy and fun and community to downtown, to create a welcoming environment for everyone.
Well, you know, it seems like this is very special, because this isn't just prefab lights that you go buy somewhere. Sounds like a lot of thought has gone into this. What kind of an atmosphere are you hoping to create with this downtown?
I think it's important to remind the community that downtown is open. You know, we, as in years past, have a cycle of business in the wintertime, especially is when we cater to our locals and we invite locals to come down and remember that their friends and neighbors are who provide unique shops, unique products, world-class food to come down and enjoy. We hope it is something that creates a welcoming environment. We're looking for families to come down and then go, you know, go back out to the valley or wherever they are, and tell their friends that, hey, you know, downtown is more than just shops and restaurants. It's our community and families down there.
Well, you know, it has been a tough year for cities everywhere, with COVID affecting businesses. And I know it's been tough for downtown Juneau. There have been some businesses that have closed for during this COVID time. Have there been any silver linings here? Some bright spots in your year?
Well, you know, I've noticed, quite frankly, the opposite. Businesses are opening downtown. We have a handful of new members that are also members who have decided to open up brick and mortar shops. We've got some shops like the Plant Studio on Seward up the street from Heritage. They started as what you call a pop-up shop. So essentially, they were providing plant services to different businesses, and then were given the opportunity to put some product in a storefront for a few months. And now they've been able to stay in business and expand their offering because of having a brick and mortar shop downtown. A few other cool ways that businesses have pivoted. There's Juneau Food Tours that essentially is a tour for visitors to go through downtown, have a taste of Alaska from the hangar to Boca to different places to have food around town. Well, in order for this company to keep moving forward, they have decided to offer what's called Taste of Alaska. So they are putting together a food box, a subscription box that takes the experience to potential visitors and even people who just love Alaskan food and want to give this box as a gift. So it will now be a compliment to a tourist company that is out there, you know. So just having the ingenuity to keep moving, keep rolling with whatever comes our way. Taste Alaska in particular helps not only this business, but support other Alaskan businesses through this time as well.
Well, it sounds like this is sort of symbolic in some ways, the brightness of the lights and kind of a spirit of optimism through this holiday season.
Yes, I think so. And I think when we were, you know, organizing with our members and trying to figure out, you know, what iteration of our holiday plan, which I think we're on iteration 4 at this point, and this idea to have an on-demand light show really is something that has shown the spirit of our business owners, the love that they have for the community, and, you know, really love seeing their ingenuity and creativity. The Marine Exchange actually coming down Egan has put together this lovely display that involves 3 stories of lights, a disco ball at the top, and has come together and made a lighthouse out of over, you know, 5,000 lights. They now own a disco ball that is the shining light of the lighthouse. And what I think that was heartfelt to me about the inspiration behind the lighthouse was that it served as an icon of hope, safety, and direction. You know, essentially that is how they view a lighthouse, and I'm sure many others.
And it seems
this installation conveys the work that the Exchange does really well.
Well, it sounds like
it also speaks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christy. I didn't mean to be jumping on top of you. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Well, I think it just speaks to how you said, you know, this is an opportunity to shine some light on the community and how people are embracing that.
You know, and that's a good way to leave it, kind of a nice image to leave people with. Thank you, Christy Speciale with the Downtown Business Association. And when we come back, you know, we've just heard about some of the sights in downtown Juneau. Well, what about the sounds? They will be heard at this Sunday's Juneau Symphony Concert. And here's a preview of that.